This is episode 2242 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day 7, the final episode in our series we've been exploring this week on staying positive in a negative situation. And as you've gone through this series, you've had a challenge. And I wonder how your challenge is coming along. Your challenge has been to look for the ordinary miracles in everyday life. So as you've gone through this series, in each episode, I've shared with you a journal prompt. I know many of you enjoy journaling, and the journal prompt had the same theme that I would guide you through in that day's meditation. So you have been exploring many aspects of ordinary miracles. Today, your journal prompt and your guided meditation will have the focus of compassion. Compassion is a powerful way to feel a little more hope in the world when you're feeling negative, when everything seems to be going wrong, or you wonder how you can possibly like someone who was just incredibly rude to you, or how you could possibly endure a difficult situation. When you focus on compassion, trying to understand what another person might be going through, or trying to understand a situation from a different perspective, this can be a way for you to soften your heart, to open up to seeing possibilities rather than feeling yourself closed down, or to feel stuck in regard to a particular situation, or even a situation with someone who may be really negative in your life. You'll also be guided as you focus on this past week to celebrate your big wins as well as those moments that were difficult. These are your lessons that can be just as valuable, sometimes even more so, than the times when you felt as though you were able to feel positive despite a negative situation. So let's hear from one of your fellow meditators. This is a message that comes from Hannah from Germany, and she says that, "I've listened to your podcast for a year, and after I listen to it, I feel very calm and I can handle things I wouldn't have been able to handle before. Laying on the ground and listening to the podcast is like a break from the world, a break from all those bad thoughts, like being in another world, in your own little world without any problems. It's wonderful." I want to thank you so much, Hannah, for describing how you use the podcast, because I know that many of you may not actually sit down to meditate. You might simply listen to the podcast and lay down and relax. And that's fine, because we all start somewhere. And just the fact that you're giving yourself permission to slow down allows you to explore the best part of who you are. And it's true, too, if you do sit down and meditate, that you feel as though you're shielded in that moment from negativity, because you're allowing your thoughts to rest. And this is what we all need, and why meditation is so valuable these days more than ever. A chance to rest and relax your mind and body. So settle yourself in now and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight, gently uplift your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is how you can keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to relax and calm your body, noticing where you hold tension today. Name the emotion or the tension you're experiencing. Allow yourself to process it. Every day is a different experience as you meditate. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. You may hold your hand in this week's mudra, which is the asthma mudra, to calm your breath, which will calm restless and negative thoughts. With your palms facing each other, holding your hands at your chest or in your lap, bend your middle fingers and touch the fingernails and knuckles together, keeping your other fingers gently extended upward. You can hold this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, releasing your hands again in your lap when you're ready. Now reflect back over your week and bring to mind those times when you felt positive in a negative situation. Celebrate these moments and celebrate the times when you even thought of being positive in a negative situation, even though you didn't do it. Just the thought helps to trigger your awareness. And this is the goal. You could recall the times when someone else may have been positive in a negative situation. Send these people gratitude for being such a great role model and for sharing positivity. Now consider the times this week when it was difficult to stay positive, and maybe you weren't positive. Maybe you had some real negative moments. Bring to mind these moments. No judgment, no shame. Simply awareness of how you lived your life and what triggered negativity within you. Now send yourself compassion and send out compassion to those who have a hard time being or staying positive. allow yourself the grace to grow and emerge, to be your best at your own pace, knowing this is a journey and you are on the right path. You are so worth slowing down for.